Hey, it's Tony, Christy, and Nikki, the after show from Warm 101.3. And, you know, I always like to start off with some interesting fact or little tidbit.
But wait, Tony, is it actually going to be interesting today?
I don't know why.
Yesterday was terrible.
That elephant thing, I was like, oh my god.
Nikki wasn't feeling the elephant thing.
Wasn't feeling the elephant thing? The elephant thing was, it takes 60 tons of paint to paint the Eiffel Tower.
Now you got him to repeat it.
Oh, no. It's quite, whoops, sorry, sorry. It, what's going on?
It's quite an Eiffel.
Oh, snap.
All right, forget it then. I won't give it a
Oh, come on. We need something, Tony.
All right, here you go. The first and last people, you ready for this? This is a very interesting fact. The first and last people to die building the Hoover Dam were a father and son exactly 13 years apart. Listen to this.
That is just sad.
I know, but the dad drowned on December 20th, 1922, and his son fell off a tower on December 20th, 1935. How weird is that?
That's weird.
That's pretty weird.
Way to start the show out on a positive.
I think it's they've been dead for a long time. We're out of the mourning period. Okay.
Maybe you should go back to tell Nikki your pays to pay attention for today. Maybe she'll find that more interesting.
Okay, here's the pays to pay attention we had in the show this morning. Let me ask you a personal question. When you go to a public restroom, what stall do you use?
Oh, well.
I mean, is there like five or six stalls? Which one do you pick?
Maybe the one on... I don't know. I think I just pick whatever. Maybe the one on the end. I mean, this sounds horrible, but I like the bigger one.
Oh. I understand that.
But that's usually that's supposed to be for handicapped people.
For handicapped,
right.
Yes, I know. Well, you should pick the first stall because that's the one that's used the least. Thus, it's the cleanest.
Really?
Yes.
Who says?
I don't know. The cleaning people that clean the bathrooms.
The first stall.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Isn't that interesting? The middle one, Tony said, was used the most.
Used the most. So
don't ever go on the middle one.
Nasty.
So,
can I
the
tell
more
you guys,
you know.
Here's something that's horrible. And I would never mention this on the air, but I can say it on the after show.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about this.
At my workplace, which I think y'all know where I work, there are signs put up in the women's room that say, please, I know you may be in a rush, but please check to make sure everything's flushed.
Okay.
I like that saying, and there's nothing worse than walking in it and not being
Well, agreed. But why at my workplace does that sign need to go up? Just saying.
There's usually signs because there's been random acts of these things happening.
Moving on.
Nasty.
So I promised you this morning on the regular program about a woman, a story about a woman named Crystal Jackson in Sacramento, California. Have you guys heard of this site called OnlyFans?
Yes.
No.
I've not heard of it. So, but this
I heard of this?
I don't know.
This woman has three kids
in Catholic school, and they all got expelled because her name, Crystal Jackson. Now, maybe you know her as Mrs. Poindexter on OnlyFans. And what she does is she poses nude pictures of herself. And she's making $150,000 a month doing it. So she's not going to stop. She can get her kids in another school, I'm sure. But $150,000 a month because she poses nude pictures.
What's her name?
Her name in real life is Crystal Jackson, but on OnlyFans, it's Mrs. Poindexter.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, yikesy.
Yeah. So $150,000 a month. I just don't understand that. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money,
and I don't blame
so
her.
Strange.
What would you do for $150,000 a month?
Not that.
No? Trust me, you would.
I would not.
No way, dude.
No way, no how.
Uh-uh. Not happening.
All right. I'm just going on record as saying I would.
I am not surprised.
Right?
$150,000. I'd do it for a year, and then you'd never hear from me again.
Peace out.
So a question for you guys. What is your favorite genre of movies? Do you like horror, thriller, murder mysteries?
I like romantic comedies.
Romantic, yeah.
All three of us then. Okay, that's my favorite, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like chick flicks.
Yep.
You know,
you're a chick.
Yep.
I'm a chick. I've always liked them, though. I just, I mean, listen.
Been a chick.
There you go. I mean, some are very poorly done. Okay?
Right.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
But one of my favorites is the Billy Crystal one with Meg Ryan.
When Harry Met Sally?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That's a great movie. That was my Kim and I, when we met, that was our like dating movie.
Oh, cute. So
it was perfect timing.
So you know? This is where we have to have some compromise in my relationship. Mm. Because, you know, I like period pieces and rom-coms, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Whenever Shane wants to watch a movie, it's like, Fast and Furious! 60 Gone in 60 Seconds!
Oh, like, yeah, that's, well, it happens. And I have to watch those too. Thor! You know, like, oh, yeah. I mean, every superhero, everything, all those things. Because we all have different tastes. And maybe the rom-com isn't Jason's favorite either. But not all men can be like Tony.
That's right. Say it loud, say it proud, girls.
At least we get them for a few hours a day.
That's right. We are the lucky ones.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Very funny. Very fun. But, they're just more fun. You know, the good ones. I mean, now, Nikki, did you watch Emily in Paris?
No, but my BFF has been. You don't like it?
Well, it's like so poorly done.
Really?
It's because it's just every cliche.
Oh.
Ever.
It's Phil Collins' daughter, right?
I know it is. And I think she's horrible. I got to be
really?
Honest with you. Yes, I think she's
the
worst actor.
Lily Collins gets a bad review
actor.
From Tony.
I watched the whole thing, and I don't know why. And I know a lot of people like it. And listen, I get also this. Here's what I understand. A lot of people like it. A lot of younger people like it because they haven't seen all the rom-coms from 100 years like I have,
right.
Okay? So I've seen every formula they can use in a rom-com, okay? And so this basically is a, you know, the whole Devil Wears Prada.
Sounds cute,
light.
Though.
Oh, my gosh. It's,
Darren really, Star is the creator and writer. What is not to love about this show?
I know. There are other people who agree with Tony. Listen to this review. Between being bad at her job, bad at communicating in French, and just being a bad person in general, mm-hmm. Emily represents everything horrible in this cruel world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yes. I mean, and she's just a terrible actor. I'm sorry.
Oh,
and
she, my goodness,
and she's funny. Full of herself. That's the thing, too. And it's like, I just, you know.
The
but
series
I
got
it.
Renewed for a second season.
I know it did.
I know people who like it, yeah.
I'll probably watch it again because there's nothing else to do, you know.
What?
But it.
Did you watch the whole thing already?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
Why would you watch it again? All 10 episodes you watched?
I'd watch the second season. If,
oh, you would?
I would because why not? I got nothing else to do. But
you don't watch This Is Us? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously, what is wrong with you? You're right.
You're absolutely right. But one thing I will watch Ted Lasso. Have you guys watched that on Apple Plus?
No.
Oh, Jason Sudeikis, best TV
show. Oh, you told us about this one before.
Best TV show, and they're going to do season two. And here's the thing: the show he has to move to England to take over a soccer team. Okay.
No experience.
And at the same time, his wife is leaving him. All right. While he was filming this, okay, he was going through that exact same thing with Olivia Munn, who ended up with
really.
Who did she end up with? Harry Styles or something?
She's the one who and is living with him.
Yes. Moved in on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that ain't right.
Just a knife to the heart for Jason Sudeikis. I mean, I felt bad for the guy as I was watching the show because I know he was acting, but he was also feeling it.
Oh, the poor guy.
You know? Yeah. And he is such a good actor. You know, at Saturday Night Live, he was funny and all that stuff, but this show shows off his chops. He is so good. He's so good.
There's a guy from Downton Abbey in that show.
Oh.
He's Spratt, the butler to the Dowager Countess. I was like, Sprat's in there.
Okay. I thought I recognized him.
And the Durrells. Didn't you tell me that you love the Durrells?
Yes.
I guess
that was a
too.
Great show. The Durrells of Corfu. That's a great show. I love that show. That went through the whole 5 seasons or something, but if you can watch that.
I still got to watch that one.
There's a lot of stuff. I know. There's too much. I'm just looking forward to
You watch too many shows, and I'm
confused.
I do.
I got nothing else to do, Christy.
I'm just getting through Bridgerton, okay?
Girl, you're like so last month.
I know. That's why I feel bad. Every time you guys bring something up, I finally have time to watch it. Now you've moved on to other things.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
well, we'll
so
keep
yesterday.
You honest, all right? We'll definitely keep you honest. But no, watch the Durrells of Corfu, and if you can watch the Jason Sudeikis show, Ted Lasso, two great, great television shows.
And Lupin. I've been telling you guys about Lupin.
I started watching Lupin.
What'd
love
you
it.
Think?
I'm liking it. It's very light.
I can't even keep
up. It's very.
It's dark but light at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, and it's fun. It's you know, after watching The Sinner, I needed something light.
Yeah. Okay. Oh gosh, the center is like, center oh my gosh, like,
man, I'm telling you,
whew, heavy. So.
Christy, you got to start watching TV.
I can't even keep up anymore. You know what? Because by the time I get to this, you'll be on to something else, and I'm just, forget it.
She watches a show called Nate.
That's her show.
He's got practice every night this week. I just put up pictures on Facebook. On our,
oh, girl, yeah. I got to see my Nate dog. Yeah,
playing basketball.
Mm.
Yeah. By the way, you have to say Lupin with a French accent, Nikki. Lupin. How do they say it on the show? Or I can't remember. But yeah,
oh,
say
je ne sais pas, monsieur. Lupin? Lupin?
There it is. Lupin? There you go. You're so good at that. I would have trouble speaking French because I feel funny making the accent, doing the accent. Because
oh,
I feel like I'm a caricature, you know?
Oh, no. C'est très bon, monsieur. You do very well.
All right.
She missed her calling. I think she should have been a French actress.
Really? Could still be. Could be on that Emily in Paris show. Go ahead.
Oh, merci be better beaucoup, than Emily. Mademoiselle.
All right. So listen, go. You know, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're here, make sure you share it with your friends. Give them the link so they can tune in. We'd love to have more people, and another way to communicate with folks, and tell you how much we like having you around. All right, gang. That's it for now. That's a wrap.
Bye-bye.
See ya.